This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Your music to put into the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We start here with a question. What do you expect to hear when you tune into Marketplace in the morning? A story from a reporter about the red-hot housing market, an interview about the changes to the 401k retirement system, or the state of union labor in America, prices, interest rates, workplace culture maybe, all of that. But some of you also notice, I won't say fixate, on bits of music that we run as beds or grace notes. These are not random. They're curated by our experienced team. And we had invited you, valued listeners, to share your suggestions for what music we should include. Maybe it was enough with the supply chain already, but this sure did get a big response. And now here, it is time to reveal your submissions and hear the stories behind your selections. I'll start with a listener who's a pro, a DJ.
My name is Mac Gostow, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. The songs I submitted that I think would be cool on Marketplace are Brace Brace by Bonobo, What You'll Find by Murata, Waited For You by Slow Magic, Watch by Chris Malinchek, Come My Way by Blue Noir with Lipless, Keep It Real by Lore, All I Need by Jada G, and Scarlet Groove by Marabou State. I'd say the thing that unites all of these artists are that it's all electronic music, and it's definitely upbeat, what I would call up-tempo electronic music. So, you know, the idea is it's mellow, but it's got a groove to it, so it's moving, it has energy, but also has a positive, uplifting element to it, too. So first of all, just in the world in general, we need more women of color in the electronic music industry, like just a fact, right? But, you know, Jada G, I first heard her during the pandemic, and she is just like has this sound that is so unique. Again, very positive and uplifting, right? I think everything I recommended here and a lot of the music I like to play both as a DJ and also just for myself as I'm doing my work during the day is really uplifting electronic music. As a DJ, my job when I'm doing events is to really move in sync from one element of the vibe or the party to the next, right? So what I love most is the ability to kind of move from a very particular style, evolve it slowly into a different one. So you're still keeping elements of that first style, but also pushing the boundary, escalating into a different style, right? And I think what I see is that in Marketplace as well. I love that, you know, the ability to kind of tie in these otherwise disparate pieces through music.
Mac, thanks. In this spirit of weaving together diverse elements and hopefully coming up with some kind of coherent story to tell, we'll now move from electronic dance music to something more folk.
The first time I heard this song, the first thing that happened is I started tapping my toe and kind of swinging my hips, even though I'm not much of a dancer. And I just really enjoyed the rhythm of the beginning of it. And then as I listened to the lyrics, was taken in by the very positive message. I'm Carol Newman Cronin. I'm a writer and editor, and I live in Jamestown, Rhode Island. The song I submitted to Marketplace is called This Too Shall Pass. It's by Jamestown Revival. I first heard this song actually before the pandemic started, but once I was in my car driving around getting groceries and worried about interacting with other people, it really seemed to present a nice message to us that big as this is, this too shall pass.
Hard times won't be your last. Trust me when I say this too shall pass.
I decided to submit this song to Marketplace because I heard a request for songs that might be good snippets on the radio, and the snappy guitar beat just came into my head immediately. I find the beat really reassuring and very catchy, and I think part of that is because it encourages me to tap my toes and snap my fingers and puts a smile on my face every single time I hear it.
Reassurance, some catharsis. Gee, why would we need that now? Well, here's one more set from a guy who says he has 20,000 songs on his phone. He wants us to play a couple.
I'm Lewis Gentry. I grew up in Bardstown, Kentucky, live in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a writer and take care of my children and my house. We have a 127-year-old house. So yeah, I renovate that, and that's where I spend a lot of time listening to music, actually.
It's like this, you need someone for five.
We have to mention the Cat Empire. I lived for a time in Sydney with my family, and we were kind of taken in by this one family. They turned us on to this band, and they are an eclectic mix of horns and piano, and they even have a DJ, you know, scratching the vinyl. Just got a great funky beat and makes you want to get up and dance kind of music. Miles Davis, it never entered my mind, is I think maybe the most beautiful song ever written. It's an interesting song because John Coltrane plays, I believe it's one note at the very end of the song. He had the awareness to back off and not to play anything because it was the pianist's song. And I just think that's beautiful. What I want in music is, you know, I've got 20,000 songs on my phone. Somehow, when you make things disparate enough, there's something about that that is so wonderful. It doesn't jar you. It makes your ears hungry. It is amazing how many great musicians there are out there in the world. I mean, it's astounding. And I guess I'm not a greedy person, but if I am, it's that I want to have all that music. I want to experience all that music. I want to listen to it and get to know it. And maybe it's a midlife crisis. I guess I don't golf and I don't have a sports car. My wife is very patient with me and she knows I'm, you know, this is my thing, but no one in my family will go in a record store with me. They don't love me that much.
No, but they love you. All right, ears hungry now? We did a Spotify playlist of the songs that everyone sent to us. That lives on our website now, marketplace.org, of course. You can pick through the 100-plus submissions and find something that works for you and keep an ear out on the Marketplace Morning Report as we add them into our rotation. Now, Why did we just do this? Because your submissions were so good, and just because you deserve it. And it's on-demand streaming, so we can do whatever we want. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. Thank you all for sharing your music with us, and happy listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.